Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is identifying fruit. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor. Identifying Fruit, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Matthew 7:17-18. We have fruit trees growing in our yard. Our orange tree produces oranges, and our lemon tree grows lemons. It's how we can tell which one is an orange tree and which one is a lemon tree. Only through a tree's produce are we able to accurately identify the true core that produces the seeds and fruit. Interestingly, Jesus explains how what people produce in their lives also reveals who they are on the inside. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Matthew 7:16. In a nutshell, whatever is within a person will eventually be evident, revealing what's truly hidden inside. Still, individuals like to argue that there's no way to tell if someone is a sincere believer or not, to know if they've in fact been transformed. But Jesus explains how it's really pretty easy and obvious to spot the difference between true believers and unbelievers. Interesting, Matthew 7 begins by warning us about judging others. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. Matthew 7:1. As the chapter continues, it instructs us to examine someone's fruit to determine who they are, especially when it comes to Christian leadership. Matthew 7:15 strongly cautions, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." Summing it up, here's where the Bible cautions that looks can be deceiving. But some Christians are confused by this, not understanding the difference between judging an individual and identifying their true identity. In Matthew 7:17-18, Jesus clarifies by explaining how good fruit can only come from a good tree and bad fruit from a bad tree. Fruit is an accurate indicator of what kind of tree it is, because it just isn't possible to get good fruit from a bad tree or vice versa. So what's the difference between judging a person and looking at their fruit? Judging is condemning one's attitudes or actions, while examining someone's fruit is identifying true believers from imposters. Although true believers still sin, they don't live in ongoing sinful lifestyles. The presence of continuing sin reveals hearts that love the world more than loving God. 1 John 2:15-16 explains, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world." If individuals claim to be Christians but continue to live, support, and facilitate actions that clearly go against God's word, they are producing rotten fruit. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11 explains, "Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." And that is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our Lord. Although a Christian's words may seem biblical and good in hearing, what is his or her life producing? A person's fruit doesn't lie, but identifies the core of who they really are, whether a true believer in Jesus Christ or a counterfeit Christian who loves the world. Like Galatians 5:22-23 describes, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Intersecting faith and life. What kind of fruit are you producing in your life? If you're not seeing the kind that comes from loving God more than the world, ask God to examine your heart. Ask Him to reveal the truth to you. Further reading. Can someone believe in God but not be saved?
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.